This is WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Rising with Skybar. This song right here is by Jenny D and the Delinquents.
I had inside.
All right. That was Shonda and the Howlers with Keep Telling Me off of their release Trouble. Heard that before. That was Jenny D and the Delinquents with Don't Tell Me off of Don't Tell Me was a single with Fox on the Run as the, I guess you'd say, the B-side. But I'm pretty excited about this show. I'm going to have Luke and Shonda from Shonda and the Howlers calling in about playing about 10 minutes if all goes according to plan. But we're going to play a lot of the new release. They have a new release out on Rumbar Records called It Ain't Easy. And I'm going to play stuff from that, from their other two CDs. I'm going to play a lot of their music. And right now I'm going to play something off of, this is a song called Hold On by that band. So here we go. We'll be back after this break with a phone call.
There was a time, there was a place, when we both loved like a song, no way to escape. The winds are so wild as they bring in the change, and we turn out the lights, set to part in our.
As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, I do, but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
WMFO in Medford. WMFO in Medford. Hello.
Hey, Stephen.
Hey, is this Luke?
It's Luke and we
Shonda?
Have Shonda here.
Hey, sweet.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. You know, I've been a big fan of you guys since 2017 when Trouble came out. Is that what the year that came out?
Yep.
I've been a big fan of you since then. So I just, thanks a lot for calling in. I know you're way out there in Las Vegas.
Yeah, no problem.
But everything sounds great on this end. So just generally, how'd the band get together? How'd you guys form, so to speak?
You want to take that, Chandra, or you want me to go?
Yeah, you can.
Okay. basically, I used to play in another band, and Chandra would get up and do songs once in a while and sing and, like, bring the house down. And then me and the other guy would sing and then be like, you know, just like crickets. So it was always in the back of my head. I'm like, you know, to do another band, I should probably get Shanda to do it, you know, because she just had the voice that connected.
Yeah, and, the voice caught me right away. And, of course, the music behind her. But, yeah, the voice, great voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Was your other band a was it an R&B band like this, or was it something different?
It was more blues. Like, yeah. There's a lot of people that do blues, but like we kind of, when Shandy and I got together, and then with Trevor, we kind of wanted to do more like rhythm and blues.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know, Shandy, talk about some of your influences, your favorite singers.
I would say mainly like Bruce Brown, Laverne Baker, the old R&B singers from back in the day. You know, the ones that didn't get their, they didn't get their due,
yep,
from what I see.
Yep. Yep. So it must have been hard. Was it difficult putting It Ain't Easy out with all this, the COVID times going on around us?
That's what I'm called. It Ain't Easy.
Yeah, yeah, I know. It's right.
Yeah, we kind of waited. I don't know. We waited, and then it looked like, hey, we're in the clear. Like, we have a record release coming up.
Yeah.
And we're like, ah, great, everything. And then we got, you know, another surge here. So, I don't know. It's,
Yeah, it seems like people have not slowed down putting music out. Obviously, playing out and touring and supporting your releases is difficult, but there hasn't been much of a slowdown as far as actually recording music, it seems, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, sure. So...
That's definitely true.
So you had Rumbar Records and Lou. What a... That guy's a dynamo, but how'd you link up with Lou?
Well, that's another one for me, I guess. I've known Lou since, like,
forever.
Mid-90s because... Mm-hmm. He had Melted Records.
Yeah,
my old band was on that, called the Heart Drops, and we just had a good relationship. We used to. He liked us a lot because we were all young, and we just get in the van for months and just go tour and just play and play and play and just sell CDs, and that's what we did. And you know, I mean, Lou's been at it forever. I mean, that's
yeah.
a guy that's really just like loves music, works for. He worked for Caroline when I met him, and he's worked for Roadrunner and Traffic. So it's just like, you know, his whole career has been music and putting out music and distribution and everything. So
yeah, he is super dedicated, super dedicated. I don't know, what was the band you just mentioned? I didn't know you were in that band. I like them a lot too.
Oh, the Heart Drops.
Yeah,
we came up with to Boston a few times. We played at the Rat in the late 90s. We played, we did a show with Gang Green somewhere.
Yeah.
good times.
Yeah, I like that band good a lot. Times. So, on the new album, there's, Want You Anyway. That has a kind of a rock sound for you guys, I would say. Is that right? Do you feel that vibe at all?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I think that's kind of like an ode to the Sonics for us.
Oh, I love the Sonics. Yeah, that's a great one. Because you definitely lean R&B, but I think it's nice that you tweak it now and then with something like that.
Yeah, mix it up a little. Yep.
And they have a guest vocalist on was it That Boy? I'm going to butcher the guy's name. It's Chris something. But is that the first time you've had a guest vocalist on one of your releases?
Yeah, Chris Munkin from the Delta Bombers. Yeah, he's a good friend. Yeah, we just wanted to branch out, so we figured do a duet. Did we ever do something live with him? Like, did you guys do any duet? I'm trying to think.
No, we've never gotten. Well, we talked about it, but we never
did. Yeah.
Yeah, nothing on record, anyway. Like, on your other two releases, I don't think that I can recall. I could be wrong, but I don't recall there being a... yeah, another vocalist other than Shonda. So that was cool, I thought, too. And you've had a few videos. I know you've got to put some videos out for Hurt For Me. Back for... that was off of Trouble, was it? Hurt For Me?
That was actually our second album, which was titled Hurt For Me.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That makes sense. Don't Need Your Love. That's your other video, right? Did you have a video for that? How much input do you have in the videos, or is that just the video guide? It's how the videos come about.
Videos come about from not having a lot of money and figuring out how we can do something cheap in like one day. And so when we did that video for Don't Need Your Love, we rented what was the hotel? The El Cortez, like on a Monday night for like, I don't know, $25. And we hauled all that gear up into the room and shot it. And I figured they were going to like shut it down and like, hey, you guys can't shoot. You don't have a permit.
Yeah.
And then we did that scene where she throws the box of chocolates off the roof.
Right.
We did that. There was a string attached to that so we could film it like 5-6 times, which is what we did.
Oh, that's she would funny.
Throw it off and then reel it back in. But we never got kicked out. So we just, you know, tried to do them cheap and just came up with some storylines. And
are you gonna do a video for this upcoming CD? You had two. You have one for each. You had one for each prior. At least I'm thinking maybe you'd do the third one on this too.
We are. We're working on it. We're playing. It's like whack-a-mole out here with COVID. So it's trying to get everyone at the same time free and they don't without COVID. So it's like, you know, a little difficult to get everyone in the same room right now.
Yeah, and technically this is out next week or so. Is this out next week? Technically, it ain't easy. I think it's the release date's in a week or so, something like that.
It's this Friday official release date.
Yeah.
And then we have our record release party Saturday the 29th.
You must be looking forward to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I mean this is a great CD. I've been playing all your stuff. I'll play this a lot, obviously. Any plans on coming out east? Probably not, right? With this outfit, with this band?
I mean, I'd definitely love to.
Yeah, again, it's hard, I guess, with COVID and all, planning things, yeah.
I mean, we've been to Europe a few times with this band, and we've done, like, Tennessee and... Where else do we play?
Far east as we've gotten.
Yeah. I noticed you opened up for some... Not opened up, but you were on the same bill as, like, bands like The Blasters and Reverend Horton Heat. That must have been something. I'm a big fan of both those bands.
Yeah, the Blasters, I freaking love the Blasters growing up. And when they played here, I don't know why it's not larger crowds, because, man, those guys, the songs that they wrote, I mean, unreal. It's just like, you know.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I've seen them.
Heat's great, too.
I've seen the Reverend Horton Heat here a lot, too. And I think the same thing sometimes. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know why they're not playing bigger venues. But they're two great bands. So you've been on some good bills.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you're
lucky.
All right, I'm going to play a lot of this, a lot of It Ain't Easy. You guys want to plug anything else or anything else you want to tell me?
Shannon, you want to tell about streaming stuff and when that's going to be available and all that? And
This album? It Ain't Easy.
Yeah.
So it's going to be available on all digital platforms this Friday, the 21st. And then as far as physical CDs, you can reach out to us and we'll get them out. And or just come to those and
or the Rumba website.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rumba is always a good way to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for calling in. I really appreciate it. And
oh, no problem. Thank you. Thank you so much for playing us. It really means a lot. And we hope to get out there,
Yeah, that'd be great.
Clear up a little bit more.
Yeah, that'd be great. But, yeah, I'll continue to play. Always have. And if you want to listen in, you'll probably hear a lot of your new CD.
Okay, yeah. We're listening right now, yeah.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for calling in. All right, guys. We'll see you.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right. That was Shonda and the Howlers, Luke and Shonda. And I'm going to play, as I said, I'm going to play a lot of It Ain't Easy as the new CD. I'm going to play quite a bit of it. This is, what do I get lined up? This is a song I was talking about that has a little more of a rock vibe to it called Want You Anyway. I'm going to play that for you right now. That was Won't Be Back No More off of the new CD coming out this Friday on Rumbar Records. Won't Be Back No More from It Ain't Easy. I want to thank again Luke and Shonda for calling in out of Vegas. That was a treat. Before that, we heard That Boy and Want You Anyway, all off of It Ain't Easy. Miles and Miles off of It Ain't Easy. Want You Anyway was the song that I felt had a bit of a rock edge to it. As I said when I was talking to Shonda and Luke, I think that's a great, to mix up a little bit like that, throw it in with their R&B, have a little harder edge song here and there, and they'll also throw some ballads in there. And this is one of my favorite songs by them. It is not on the new release. I believe it was off of, let me check quick. Yeah, I think it was off of Trouble. But this is one of the slower numbers, but one of my favorites by Shonda and the Howlers. I'm going to play that for you now.
Part of me just gives
Shonda and the Howlers. That was Won't Take No off of It Ain't Easy. It's out this Friday, Rumbar Records. Great R&B sound those guys have. So check it out. Before that, I played Born With a Broken Heart, which is off their earliest release, I think, Trouble. It was called, Born With a Broken Heart, Shonda and the Howlers, 8:42. I'm going to play some other music now by some local bands. This is Muck and the Myers.
Inside my mind, gonna cross the rivers of Jordan. I'm gonna cross the rivers of Jordan one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna cross the rivers of Jordan. I'm gonna cross the rivers of Jordan one of these days. Mother in glory, I'm gonna meet my mother in glory one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna meet my mother in glory. I'm gonna meet my mother in glory one of these days. I'm gonna tell her how you treat me. I'm gonna tell her how you treat me one of these days. Hallelujah. I'm gonna tell her how you treat me. I'm gonna tell her how you treat me one of these days. Cross the rivers of Jordan. I'm gonna cross the rivers of Jordan one of these days. Hallelujah.
That was the Black Tones with a song called Rivers of Jordan. Before that, some local stuff. Lee Harrington and Linda Mandolin with Real Love. Muck and the Mize with Too Soon to Fall in Love. It's 8:52. I got about 7 minutes left. I'm going to play something now by Spanking Charlene. I'll be by one more time to say see ya.
You
right. As I said, that was Spank and Charlene with Find Me Out. It's 8:55, a little after 8:55, actually. Listening to Rising with Sky Bar WMFO in Medford. I'm going to leave you with one by Chris Rogers and the Dirty Gems. This is actually a cover song off his latest release, Still Dirty. See you next week. Thanks for listening.
Well, if you feel that it's real, I'm on trial, and I'm held in a prison.